welcome to Riscario Radio. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, Actuary to the Wealthy. This is episode 126. This is a case study, The Doctor the Insurance Advisor Mistreated. We'll start with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. A customer is the most important visitor on our premises. He is not dependent on us. We are dependent on him. He's not an interruption in our work. He is the purpose of it. He is not an outsider in our business. He is part of it. We are not doing him a favor by serving him. He is doing us a favor by giving us an opportunity to do so. Is this the era of bad service? A week without phone service, that was episode 123. A summer of medical mistreatment, that was 2008. There's poor after-sales service with life insurance also. Doctors are among the most coveted clients. Even they get mistreated. Here's an example. Doctor says, here's an email from a doctor. Hi, Pramod. I'm a physician living and working in Toronto. I recently met with my insurance advisor to transfer life insurance policies to my professional corporation. He asked me to meet with an actuary to determine a fair market value in order to allow for their sale to the professional corporation. I found your website through the Canadian Institute of Actuaries website. Would you be able to assist with this assessment, and what would the cost be involved for your time and opinion? Response. Nelson Boswell says, here is a simple but powerful rule. Always give people more than what they expect to get. I've never heard of a single time where a client was told to arrange an actuarial valuation of their insurance on their own. I even asked around. Experienced insurance advisors already know valuation actuaries. Novices can easily find you a pre-screened one with a quick email or a phone call. This would be to the intermediary through which they sell insurance. These are called managing general agents. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, there is a graphic from the Globe and Mail. This is step two. You can read the details, which are on the Globe and Mail website. If your doctor prescribed an MRI, you'd expect them to arrange the details, guide you through the process, and follow up. Advisors don't need much training to sell insurance. That's why solid support is readily available to them. Prescription. Derek Sivers said, how you do anything is how you do everything. Your character or nature just refers to how you handle all the day-to-day things in life, no matter how small. How can you trust an advisor who takes a clear shortcut? There may be weaknesses with the insurance currently in place and the proposal to change ownership. Before going further, this doctor would do well to get his insurance needs evaluated by an advisor he trusts. The process system is a simple way to do this. There are other models that achieve similar results with more steps. Again, the blog post has more details that explain what I'm talking about here. What's wrong? Roger Staubeck said, there are no traffic jams along the extra mile. Insurers pay salespeople the bulk of their compensation the moment you buy. You've prepaid for after-sales service and are entitled to receive it. The advisor could have helped the doctor in mere minutes. How long does it take to make a phone call or send an email? Better still, the advisor could have taken care of the details to save the doctor's time. Why would an advisor provide such lousy service? No immediate compensation. How sad. P.S. In a future post, we'll look at the kind of post-sale service you deserve. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. I'm Pramod Sharma, Actuary to the Wealthy.